Listening Library presents This Is Really Happening. True Stories. This is Aaron Chack. For Sarge. Girl-shaped tornado. Cancer is hard, obviously. Watching less than 5 minutes of any Lifetime original movie will tell you that. When I got cancer at the ripe young age of 19, I had seen the movies and thought I knew what to expect. Losing my hair? That was an obvious hard part. It felt a bit like that scene in V for Vendetta when Natalie Portman is shaking in a prison cell while her captor unceremoniously shaves off her long chestnut curls. Except afterward, I didn't look like Natalie Portman, and I didn't get to blow up England. Being very, very sick for months on end? Also obviously hard. At no point did I think that the nausea, the body aches, the mouth sores, the chills, the hemorrhoids, and the constant exhaustion wouldn't eventually take a toll on my mood. But telling my friends I had cancer? That was a sneaky hard part. One Lifetime didn't prepare me for. I guess I don't know what I expected would happen when I let the people closest to me know that I was about to transform into a naked mole rat but with a smaller chance of survival, but I hoped the script would go something like this. Me. Hello, friend. I have the cancer. Them. Thank you for letting me know, friend. Let's go eat a pizza and resume our normal activities. This, surprisingly, is not how it went. Telling someone you have cancer isn't like updating them on some fact about your life, like you've decided to go to grad school or you've stopped shaving your armpits. Telling someone you have cancer makes them feel bad. Really bad. Like, why would you do this specifically to me during my otherwise happy life, bad? It's a delicate conversation, one that should be handled with care by a person who's good at it.